Remophile today, Remophile caller called Summer of 69, told us that an Australian airline hostie, he's still allowed to say that, will be retiring in March after 50 years of service, having commenced in February 1969. We've tracked her down. Karen Candy, flight attendant. Karen, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Did you start in February 1969?
I certainly did. It was the start of a wonderful, wonderful career. I never thought it would get to this stage because there's so many things that have happened in that time of my flying career right up to now. And started in domestic, went to Qantas International. And here I am today, retiring.
It's just amazing. I can imagine. I want you to imagine, Karen, what it would be like in February 1969 if someone checked onto a plane using their phone.
that would have looked. Have happened. It would not have happened.
Would have looked interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh yes, but in those days, you know, what did they? What did we have? We didn't have any phones, really.
Hey, what, has there been any incident in the last 50 years that has made you frightened?
Lots and lots. You know, there's been fire on the engines, in the engines that some of the aircraft that I flew on. I've had threats, you know, with terrorism. I've had all sorts of other incidences, people on the aircraft threatening me and, look, I can go on and on and on. I just should really write a book.
Of course you should. Who's the most famous person whose tray table you've served on?
Well, Mick Jagger is one of them. There's been many. Mick Jagger, because I met Mick Jagger many moons ago, even before I was flying. And I was on stage with him dancing. Can you believe it? And he then...
Where?
Oh, at the Box Hill Town Hall, I think it was.
What year was that?
Oh, gosh.
Did he ask you out to dinner?
No. I was just... doing a bit of go-go dancing in those days. And I wasn't flying with the company, but... yeah, it was a bit of fun, and I was getting paid. I had a manager, and he said, look, do you want to dance on stage with Mick Jagger? And I said, who's he? And anyway, this was before, you know, like when he first started with the Rolling Stones. So I said, oh, yeah, that's fine. I got paid £6 in those days for doing the gig, and yeah. And then not long after, on a flight... with Qantas, I saw him again.
Did he remember you?
He did.
You got a good eye for that sort of thing. Hey, Karen, one last question on congratulating you on an amazing career and putting two bottles of the Bordelais Labo M Act 3 Pinot Green in your hands. What's going to be your last leg?
I've already had my last leg.
Oh, what was it?
Now I'm on leave until till February, where I will get the golden handshake. And it's very sad because I've had farewell parties in the last few days, so it's been fantastic.
Good on you, Karen. Karen Candy, flight attendant, formerly professional go-go dancer. And if you
what
haven't already...
What's Mick Jagger doing at the Box Hill Town Hall?
Presumably straightening, putting his tray in an upright position. February 1969.